On the news line with us now is Brian Wolf, Vice President of Physician and Clinic Practices at Evangelical Community Hospital. Welcome on board, Brian. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Mark.
I appreciate it. I'm really glad for the conversations we've had in the past year. Tough topics, but it was really amazing to watch Evan rise to the occasion and with your help in there trying to make sure that all this happens. So more follow-up questions to the kind of things we've been asking all along. First of all, President Biden has a bold goal of having enough vaccine for every adult in the months ahead. Tell me how Evangelical Community Hospital reacts to that.
You know, Mark, Evangelical Community Hospital is in full support of every effort made by the state and the federal government to maximize vaccination efforts. And vaccinating as many individuals as possible is needed to build herd immunity. And in our communities, it's a good line of defense in the fight against COVID-19. And we're grateful for every effort put forth, like I said, by the federal and the state and the local governments to keeping our neighbors and family and friends safe.
Evan is doing a percentage, X percentage, you know, a slice of the pie in terms of the vaccinations. Evangelical Community Hospital is doing that as more and more and redoubled volumes of the vaccine come out. You'll be on board and we'll ramp up and do and adjust and keep jabbing folks?
Absolutely. We continue to work through with the state on their plan for vaccination and, again, try to be good stewards here in our local community to get vaccination into the arms of our community and residents.
Now, the governor of Pennsylvania is talking about using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for teachers. Evan, monitoring that, explain how you're watching that project and will participate.
Yeah, on Wednesday, we received notification from the state that the state has a robust plan for administering of the J&J vaccine. They'll be working with the local IUs in the school districts to vaccinate teachers and those that are working in really pre-K through 12th grade. So we're in full support here at Evangelical of that plan, and from us, from a vaccination provider, it certainly helps us by getting vaccine in other arms and helping to, again, get to that herd immunity rate.
You'll have some Johnson & Johnson vaccine for the general public?
Not at this time, Mark. Right now, the J&J is actually just being distributed to the IUs, and through that process, there is approximately 95,000 doses that were administered to the state, and they'll all be used for the education sector at this time. The state hasn't given any guidance yet to whether or not healthcare or other vaccination providers will receive J&J at this time.
Is Evangelical currently taking more appointments, starting to schedule more appointments?
Yeah, Mark. So over the past 2 weeks, Evangelical has been working with the state on the vaccine smoothing distribution strategy, and the hospital has been focused on ensuring second doses for vaccine participants and starting the process that have started the process and really getting primary doses into those that have been scheduled through March. While we're not currently scheduling new appointments at this time, we remain hopeful that really within the next 2 weeks we'll resume scheduling. Here at Evangelical, we've been maintaining a wait list. Participants wishing to have vaccine can either access it through our website to get on that wait list or contact our hotline Monday through Friday to get on that wait list. But when we do resume scheduling for patients, which will hopefully be in the near future, we'll work to contact those individuals on our wait list first to begin scheduling.
In what way are you monitoring the variants that pop up of this disease?
So far with the COVID-19 vaccine that we have in place, it's proven to be effective against the COVID-19. While we hear there's variants, our goal right now is to vaccinate and have some form of protection against COVID-19. While we'll let it up to the scientific experts to really follow the variants and offer guidance on what it means for patient safety.
And in the meantime, keep wearing a mask, keep your distance, avoid large crowds indoors without masks. Still sound advice?
Absolutely. We must keep following all mitigation efforts that are in place to really get ourselves to a strong herd immunity and really build on our community. So we continue to ask individuals in the community to mask, practice safe physical distancing, wash hands frequently, stay at home if you're sick. You know, all these efforts really help prevent the illness and supports the healthcare system by keeping the number of patients requiring extensive medical care within a manageable numbers. And every effort that our community members make really keeps our families and others around healthy and safe for this time.
Anything else to add to our discussion? Is there anything you'd like to tell us?
Not at this time, Mark. I would just say, that the community, continues to work with all healthcare providers. We are trying to do our part with getting the vaccine in as quick and as safe as possible. And as I mentioned, really working with the state over the last few weeks with the vaccine smoothing process. And certainly, we're here in the community to help individuals and just ask to be patient and work with us, not just at Evangelical, but all healthcare partners providing vaccine at this time.